Welcome back to the Think the Phoenicians podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Spencer. I'm so glad that we have been able to gather here together to celebrate this beloved attraction. How are you doing, Spence?
Absolutely terrible. Life sucks. It's so blah. I'm just kidding. If you couldn't tell the sarcasm in my voice. But, I'm doing good. High school.
Well,
it's got its highs and lows.
Yeah. So
to get started for our attraction episode today, we will be talking about Expedition Everest, Legend of the Forbidden Mountain. This attraction is only located in Disney's Animal Kingdom in Walt Disney World, located in Florida, Orlando, Florida.
Actually, it's not Orlando.
This should be a thrilling, exciting episode. The history for this attraction is not as deep as others, so please forgive us if this is a shorter episode.
Speaking of which, did you know that actually there's, you can live in, like, the property of Walt Disney World? Yeah, you can. Like, on the property.
Seriously?
You're joking. They have, like, this thing called, like, it's, like, something Oaks Retirement something.
That's probably, like,
it's so,
$2 million
bucks. It's not, I don't think it's retirement exactly, but it's, like, mostly retired people because no one else can afford it.
I know.
Even retired people normally won't be able to afford it.
It's only the rich retired people.
Yeah. It's like the game of life.
If I got rich, I would choose to
go into the community retirement home. Or you could choose to go to Disney World to retire.
Disney World for the win.
Yeah. They should do something like Disney World Life, and then that should be the thing.
Yeah. If I became...
Big brain.
They should make a housing living area with not rides like the Disneyland park, but the other interaction stuff, like talking to Mickey and Minnie and taking pictures with all those guys and all the interaction stuff in Disneyland. That would be fun, having him putting that in like a Disneyland theme.
Technically, according to story, Mickey and Minnie live in Disneyland in town, in Toontown. I've never actually been in... I've never set foot in Toontown, have you?
Nope.
I personally don't really care. I've heard it's there's some cool things, I don't know, but, got, that kiddie roller coaster that's, only, 5 seconds long. It's not even, a minute.
Yeah, okay. Back to the subject. So,
The attraction was announced on April 22nd, 2003, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of 5th. What are you doing? The 5th anniversary of the park. Not the 50th. The 50th is now. The 5th was back then. Right? Wait, no. It's the 5th anniversary of Animal Kingdom, not all of Disney World.
Yes.
So it took 3 years worth of construction to build this massive steel roller coaster. They used 5,000 tons of steel and 10,000 tons of concrete. Imagine that. Lifting that up.
That's the ultimate crane to lift that stuff. Well, I mean, they wouldn't lift it all at once, but not humans can probably barely even lift a ton. Maybe the strongest men can lift 2 tons.
I don't think anybody can lift a ton.
I bet some of the strongest weightlifters can lift
tons. Built up to it, yeah, but automatically just if you're strong.
Well, maybe not. It's you'll see they'll lift up a thing and they'll hold it for 1 second and then drop it.
Yeah, that. Okay, but
not like a
the
curls or anything.
Yeah, no, there's no way they can do it. Actually, have you seen the movie The Strongest Man on Earth or whatever? Strongest Man?
Nope.
Ever? It's by Disney and it's got Kurt Russell. And they made this thing. And it was
Wow, this thing.
This thing, oh, and it got, gosh, like, poured into cereal. No, it was, like, cereal and, like, no, there's this thing that cereal? Was poured, poured into cereal, and they ate the cereal, and then he became really strong. Like, he could bend, like, a literal lamp post or whatever.
Well, like, Hulk could do that with his finger.
Well, yeah, but, like, yeah, well,
yeah.
Sorry, gosh.
I'm just messing around.
So, yeah.
The previews of the attraction opened on January 26, 2006, but opened for the public on April 7, 2006.
Oh. It is the tallest building.
Yes, it is the tallest building in Walt Disney World.
Wait.
199.
Is it the second? I don't know.
0.5.
I know that, like, it might be the second. I don't know, because I know, like, Tower of Terror.
Because it's a Tower of Terror. Tower of 99. Terror?
Yeah, but I don't know the exact, like, actual, like, it could be, like, a few inches. I know that, like,
this one's 199.5.
Yeah, but, like, Tower of Terror could be, like, 199.6 or something and still beat it. But I don't know which one's which. I don't know which one's taller, but I know that those are the two that are competing for the tallest, so we'll see. Anyways.
Adds one brick, has to put on red blinking lights.
Anyways.
Beating everything except the Tower of Terror.
Seems so, like, I think it's the second. Anyways.
Disney always will keep attractions under 200 feet because of low flying airplanes. So that is the closest it could have gotten. Even the castles are under the limit. They don't want to have the blinking red light ruining the wonderful magic.
Yeah, there's literally nothing
in Disney that's gonna fly
that's, with the low. There's nothing in Disney that has the blinking red light. Not like. None of the castles.
They're not wrong. It would ruin the magic.
Well, yeah, like, you kind of. But, like, if you put on Everest. Look at the
castle,
like,
this glorious castle in Secret Lights.
Hold on. You think about it. Everest has a blinking red light, probably on top. Like, Everest, the mountain?
Oh.
So, like, they could have added it.
Yeah, bro, just got saying, several blinking red lights on there.
Just saying.
The thing is, though, is they would freeze. Ice would freeze over them, so they're pointless.
Well, I think now in ranges you're just able to.
Well, I mean, the only thing that can fly up there is certain helicopters. And that's, like, to save people that are dying.
And then they die. They have hypothermia.
Yeah, they die anyways.
Yeah, not much I would never hike Everest, would you?
Not even with the ultimate climbing skills, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think it's smart.
It's not worth losing
life.
Life or possibly limbs. I mean, rarely anyone would make it all the way up to the top and down without any sort of injury.
Anything. Yeah.
And there's a few, like, extreme super experts of Mount Everest.
But, like, also, yeah, because, like, technically, like,
the Champ, what are the guides that guide you up there.
The Shawnee? No, it's not a Shawnee. That's a Native American. Look it up.
Okay, by the way, about the blinking red lights and the magic, you know, like, imagine looking at the glorious castle and then just seeing blinking red lights at the top. Like, come on!
I mean, unless, like, you, like, it was a red castle. And, like, the lights were red and stuff. Like, the thing that lights it up is, like, just regular lights that make it look bright and stuff.
Sherpas.
Sherpas?
They're called Sherpas.
Sherpas. Okay, so that's what guide you up the mountain.
Yeah, those people and, like, other expert climbers that have climbed it before.
So this is technically not getting off topic because we're talking about Everest, so.
Yeah, okay.
But anyways, so the queue consists of a museum containing the legend of the monster that protects the mountain. I find this a really great space of theming. The way that it is set up really helps us better understand what we're up against. The story of this attraction tells how the riders will be accepted to go on to a camp on a T-train. So when you get on the train, you start to head up to the peak of the mountain. When you come face to face with the first sign of the beast that roams around there. We are not going to tell you the rest of the story because for all of you that haven't been on this great attraction, we want you to be surprised. The Beast animatronic is the biggest, most complex that Disney has ever created. So kudos to you, Disney. Also, about the queue, they actually like have like things that they made. Like they have this giant footprint of the beast and stuff.
Yeah. The line is probably the line with like that is the most coolest queue line. Maybe there's some of the ones in Star Wars Land that are better, but
yeah, I've heard Star Wars Land is pretty
good with the lines, but you've heard, you've been there yourself.
No, I actually haven't. No, I haven't. Dang. We haven't been since Star Wars Land opened.
Dang. I've been twice.
Wow. Lucky. Anyways.
I'm going a third time. Just kidding. Actually, I might. I'm not sure. Whatever. So. My brain died. Excuse me.
You were talking about cues.
Cues. Oh, yeah.
How it's like the coolest.
Yes, it is the coolest. It's like a fun history museum on the way to the ride.
So just would you like consider the beast, which I guess we can just say the Yeti, because people will find out anyways by switching it up, is a monkey or is it an ape?
It's an ape, not a monkey. Like, monkeys are very much smaller versions. It's not a gorilla. It's a monkey.
It's bigger than a gorilla.
It's not a gorilla. It's not a monkey. It's an ape.
And it's not an orangutan. Well, no, apes are like gorillas and orangutans.
And monkeys. I don't know. Apes are like the supreme version of monkey gorilla thingies.
No, gorillas are part of the apes. Search it up. I know. We're just searching everything up. But it is bigger than a gorilla. Obviously, the animatronic is huge. It's probably 5 times the size of, well, not a person, but
It's an ape-like creature. Basically, an ape that has been trapped in a snowy mountain for several hundred years and probably died and came back as some...
No, it's like not an ape. Years, yeah. But like, it's like in the mountains. It's like the basilisk of Harry Potter.
Yes.
That never dies.
Yeah, it's just like... Even though...
Okay, you think about it. The basilisk never had food. Like, it couldn't get out of the chamber.
Snakes don't need food.
Yeah, they do. Snakes need food.
Simple. Tom Riddle, bring them some food.
No, because, like, during when there's no Tom Riddle...
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Like, 50 years...
He's a freaking colossal snake. He probably ate off some rocks or his freaking own blood or scales.
Ew.
I don't know. It's gross. Let's not get into it.
Yeah. So that's like huge. Like, I don't know. That was a huge distraction off of our topic. Anyways. Okay. What were you saying? We were talking about the queue. So yeah, the queue is so cool.
Yeah. Sadly, this animatronic stopped working just a few months after operating. Like, quick. Bam, 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 bam. Like, and they haven't fixed it yet. So that's like 17 years of in a few months of a ride just being broken, sitting there, not doing anything.
Yeah.
People don't really know what it was like before then.
I forgot to say, the person who was creating this is Joe Rohde. And Joe Rohde is one of the coolest, most... awesomest Imagineers ever. Like, him and Tony Baxter are my favorite Imagineers. Tony Baxter was the one...
Imagineer?
Yes. Tony and Baxter was, like, the creator of, like, Indiana Jones. Like, he helped with that. Splash Mountain. I think Big Thunder Mountain. Not Pirates, but, like, because Pirates was way older than when he was. And then Joe Rohde, which he's the one that has, like, the big earring that looks like it's gonna tear through. Have you ever seen that?
All those huge earlobes.
Look at Joe Rohde. Look at a picture of Joe Rohde real quick. He literally has this huge earring, and it's like,
search up a picture of Joe Rohde, guys.
It's kind of cool, but like, it looks like it hurts. But it's probably like, he's probably used to it now. But it's huge. It's huge. Anyways, but Joe Rohde was the one. He actually went to Asia to find this to find out how to build this attraction. He went to Mount Everest, looked at it, and even like the stuff surrounding it, like they've got like the flags that like hang around Asia. It's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, it's freaking like attached to his earlobe and pulling it off of his ear.
Yeah, it's huge. Anyways, so keep going on about the animatronic.
Oh yeah, so sadly it stopped working, and Disney has not fixed it because of how much they would have to do in order to even get the animatronic. They would have to cut the mountain. So like, they worked on the animatronic before they built the mountain afterward. They built the mountain after the animatronic. So if they want to fix that thing, they have to tear down the entire ride. And yeah, it's extremely expensive, you know, for just a simple fix. And it's not even that bad broken. It's still great. Like, it doesn't even, let me tell you, you might think, oh, it's broken, it sucks. I didn't even know it was broken until someone had told me after I rode the ride. I thought it was perfectly fine.
Anyways.
So that is when Disney came up with a plan B. Instead of the beast swiping at you, it stays in place and does a little disco dance. Now it actually doesn't.
No, sorry. I forgot. That is a typo in my script. Sorry. It's a no.
No, it doesn't actually dance. They just inserted a blinking light, thus creating the name Disco Yeti.
Yeah, so actually they're going to take away Disco Yeti. Aw, sad. No more Disco Yeti.
Aww.
Instead, they're going to project, you know, like how they do like the projections? I've heard about this. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard about this. I think this is what is actually going to happen. So like, they project things, like, you think about it, like, say go on, Frozen Ever After or whatever. Frozen Ever After. And like, they have like the projection on it. It looks like projected on it. That's kind of what they're gonna do to the Yeti's face. I think, or it might, I don't know, but I think it will be cool. Yeah, but Disco Yeti. Anyways, so have any fun stories about this attraction?
I've only gotten to Disney World once, so I haven't ridden this ride very much. I don't know. The line was really cool. It was a long line wait. I wouldn't expect it to be short. If you go to Disney World and you haven't been on this ride, or even if you have, it's probably not going to be anywhere near short. By the way, just speaking of Disneyland, I was just not going in COVID. It's
I've heard it sucks.
Wearing a mask all day. You think it's not that bad? Like, some people might wear masks all day for airport, in the airports and stuff. And they might not think it's that bad.
But
you
it's
know.
Humid.
And but at Disney World.
And when it's hot, too. Like, humid and hot.
Yeah, like, I went with Kale, he's been on this podcast before, to Disney World. He had no acne or any blackheads, nothing, no sort of acne on his face. And then after, when we got back, we took a look at his face, and because he had worn a mask and was sweating and whatnot, he had so much acne, but only in the area where
the mask was,
and he got rid of it quickly because he doesn't have bad acne. He doesn't even have any.
They've actually, like, it's now better, I've heard. Like, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside, and you only have to wear a mask indoors, and so it will be air conditioned. So I'm pretty sure on rides you'd have to, technically, but I don't know. Some rides, depending on where. But yeah, so anyways, yeah, I think this is a pretty cool attraction. One story I have, I probably have tons, but one story I want to share with you is, so one time we went to Disney World and we had like 3 days of Magic Kingdom, 3 days of Epcot, 2 days of Hollywood Studios.
Oh, that's a lot, gosh.
I don't know. It was something like that. 2 days of...
Was this in the summer?
No.
Winter break?
I don't know.
How'd you have enough time?
It's called... If you do... So there's four parks. If each day you have three, so you don't have three each day. We only had two on... We had two on Animal Kingdom.
I only did one of each park, one day of each park.
But two on Animal Kingdom and two on Hollywood Studios. Trust me, we've been to Disney World a lot, and this was like something where it was like, was it? No, it was like in Jan. No, it was before Christmas. It was in December. It wasn't December. It wasn't Christmas break. But anyways, so we got out. I mean, me and my brother and my sister, my older siblings, we went to... So our parents decided to go off to Epcot when they wanted to do Epcot 3 days, and we didn't really want to do them 3 days. We kind of wanted to do Animal Kingdom 3 days because Animal Kingdom's really cool.
Way better.
I loved Animal Kingdom. Anyways, so we went to Everest, and Everest was sick. I love Everest. It's so good. And we went on it like five times that day. And... Then we met up after, and I remember sitting on the bench outside of Epcot waiting for our parents. And it was cold. It was very cold.
So wait, was, who'd you have with you those in the hall? Was it just like your older brother?
It was Preston and Sophie.
When was this last
this
year?
Was, no, it was
two
like,
years ago?
No, it was like 2016, so it was like five years ago, yeah.
You mean they're actually that old?
Yeah. Preston's 23, right? I think he's 23.
Oh, yeah, then he would have been 18. Yeah. Then.
And plus, if you're 14 or older, you can have, you don't have to be by yourself.
Without. I don't know. Me and Kel split up and went and did a bunch of fun things.
No, I think it's seven and older. Because that's when you can ride on an attraction with a 14-year-old or older. Yeah. No, a 7-year-old is when you can ride on an attraction with anyone.
Yeah. I was, me and Kale, like, all of the adults we had with us wanted to do some of the more, like, historic, like, the animal
stuff. What about
stuff.
Ellie? Did she come off with you?
Yeah, she came with us. So me, Ellie, and Kale, we all split away from them and went and did our own things.
Hung out in Pandora a lot. Pandora's
we
cool.
Did.
Did you go on, Avatar Flight of Passage tons?
Tons.
Oh, that's such a good ride.
I went on that ride like six times that day. With COVID, there wasn't huge lines. Like the longest line was like 2 hours that was there.
Yeah,
but,
that's not the worst.
But it was just.
Okay, so no, I was. So we got to Animal Kingdom one day in the morning. And it was in the morning, so it was earlier. And we literally were like. Animal Kingdom had not opened, but we were behind tons of people. Everyone had already rushed off to Avatar Flight Passage. It was already like an hour and 30 minutes long by the time we got there.
Ours was 40 minutes long by the time we got there. We went there in the morning. It's like the number one ride that people go to. That and Everest.
Yeah, and Kilimanjaro Safaris. That's another good ride.
Yeah.
Actually, Animal Kingdom is actually the largest park in Disney World.
Yep.
Obviously, because they have all the stuff for animals.
That's where I got my blister. Luckily, that was the third park we went to, so I only had to suffer for one day.
That's true. What was the day you had to suffer?
Even though right? I put, it was the main park, Disney.
Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I did a whole, that's my story. Everest was one of the last rides we did. We were heading over to Pandora from Everest, and I had realized that my foot had been hurting a lot recently. I was like, and then now all of a sudden, oh my gosh, it hurts so bad. I checked and looked, and I had one of those water blisters.
Oh.
And it popped.
Ew.
I pulled my foot out, and I was like, what is this? And I went, and I was like, what is it? I was pinching my pinky toe to try and see what it was, and it just squirted all the water. Stuff, whatever, squirt it out.
It's like where you get a blister and then like your body sends water to it.
Yeah.
To fill it up, to heal it. And because a blister is like when you rub It's like fire and
but
stuff.
they don't pull it up with water until it's huge bubbly ones.
I was wearing
good shoes. I just you were my sock had torn.
But anyways, don't wear really bad shoes, like high heels.
Freaking go buy a $60
pair
of a good shoes before you go. Like,
you'll use them a lot and you'd be happy. You'd rather be not. Also get good socks.
I had good shoes, but my sock had torn, and so my pinky toe was rubbing against my shoe.
Don't do teared socks, because then they rub and stuff.
Yeah, I also have what's called, it's like, you know, there's hitchhiker thumbs. I have my pinky toe curls in. TMI. It bends down a lot more than my other toe. So it got covered in a blister, and we spent the rest of the night taking care of it. We got a bunch of different things, and that made it hurt 10 times less bad than I thought it would, than it probably would. But it wasn't like a ow, ow. It was just annoying.
Yeah. Well, anyways, thank you for coming on the show. Please, this is the end of our episode. We hope you love it.
Sorry for the gross blister
story. Please give us a review on Apple Podcasts. If not, give us a review of why you hated us in this episode. And always
remember
to thank the
Phoenicians.
Bye.
Bye.